pig in the blanket.
Saturday night, I went to Gordon Ramsay's 40th birthday.
You did?
Yeah,
how
I did.
Was it?
Very, very posh. And I met several people there. And if you fancy, we can do a guest hall.
He didn't cook, did he?
I don't believe he did. It was his birthday. He wasn't going to cook, no. But it was full of massive, massive stars, including Michael Winner and Dermot O'Leary. And David Furnish was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Without Elton?
Without Elton. Elton couldn't make it.
So Michael Winner made it to the birthday.
Rah, rah, rah.
But he was off the list for the launch.
Rah, 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 rah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And it was a nice little do, and it was nice to meet, because I don't really know Gordon that very well, but we've bonded since, he sent me a text at 5 to 6 this morning, saying, hope you're going to be good today, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing up so early? I always get a money, I can't do his voice, but you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I met his wife and his children, they're all very beautiful, and I met his sister and his mum, and pretty much met all the Ramses. Over there. And his father-in-law, from the other side of the room, looks like Captain Kirk.
Does he?
Yeah.
Just from the other side of the room?
I was stood there with somebody, and you know he's kind of making small talk. I'm not very good at making small talk, believe it or not. And I've known someone and gone, hey, there's William Shatner. Where? That fella over there looks like William Shatner. It's T.J. Hooker. He looks like William Shatner. Who? The fella there talking at that table. Oh, that's Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law. Oh, brilliant, lovely. So,
it's not a bad thing to say that, somebody, is it?
I'd love to look like William Shatner.
Mm.
But it was, yeah, it was very posh. And I want to say hello. What happened was, I booked a car to get us there. And I thought, we'll get a posh car to take us there. So we got this posh kind of chauffeur company. And we got a nice driver and a beautiful car. Nice big blacked out Merc. And all very posh. And they dropped us off. It was great. Now, when I was ordering the car, I said, what time should we order it to pick us up? 1 o'clock, something like that. So if he goes, no, we don't know what time we want to leave, do we? I mean, if it's rubbish, it'll be midnight, and if it's good, it'll be after 2. I went, well, why don't we just get it for 1, and then...
Split the difference.
Yeah. No, there'll be cars there. Do you reckon? Yeah, they'll organise cars there. I'm sure it'll be fine. Wrong! So hello to you if you walk past me Saturday night from Whitehall all the way down to Tottenham Court Road. If you were one of the many drunken people who went, it's Chris Miles! It's Chris Miles! Oh, yeah, Chris Miles! Well, I was looking extremely miserable, freezing in a suit, standing next to a girlfriend who looked elegant but was moaning about her feet hurting because she'd been wearing heels all night. What an experience that was. 6 miles! And we went to get a bus.
No.
What, civilian transport?
Yes.
You don't do buses.
Couldn't find a cab. 2:15 in the morning, Trafalgar Square, no cabs. So we see a bus which is going to head literally to the end of our road. So Sophie goes, let's just get the bus. She's getting really ratty by now. Let's just get the bus. Fine. Now, I haven't got a bus, it's fair to say, in quite a long time. Now, I don't know how this works around the rest of the UK, but listen to this for the most unbelievable criticism. When I was a child, and I'm not that old, but when I was a child, here's how the thing worked. You stood at the bus stop, and the bus turned up and opened its doors. And then you went on. You either had a Kachina Saver strip, which is what we had, or whatever little thing, or you got a pass, or you say to the driver, if you knew what the price it was, 40p, you pay your 40p, or if it was a fixed rate of a pound, you pay your pound, or you say where you're going, one for the corner of Smith Street, please, and he says, that will be 45p, and you give him 50p, and you get a little receipt and 5p change. Now, that's how buses work, as far as I'm concerned. Not in London. You queue, you get on the bus, you jump on the bus at the last second, and you go, 2, please, and the fella goes, what? You go, 2, please. What? Where's your ticket? Well, I'm asking you for a ticket. You give me a ticket. No, you get a ticket from that machine there and points out of the bus next to the bus stop where there's a ticket machine. So you go, all right. And then when you get off the bus to get to the ticket machine, he then closes the doors and drives away. Which doesn't matter because you've got no change anyway.
Yeah.
And what's that
and
all about?
And you can jump on any door. Any of them that open, you can jump on.
What is... No, I'm sorry. When did this happen?
It's the future.
2 years ago?
Yeah, at least 2 or 3 years ago.
Have an Oyster card.
But what if you've got no change for the bus? What if you've got a fiver?
You get a taxi.
What if you live £8 away?
You're stuck.
But no, seriously. So I swear, here's the overpaid gob Oh, I said a really rude word there. Yeah. Gobby man that is Chris Moyles stood in a beautiful suit, right, and ill-fitting Gucci shoes, with a girlfriend who's looking stunning but a little bit ratty because she's got heels on and her feet are killing her. We stood there in London at 2:15 in the morning, and we can't get home because we don't have a pound to get on the bus. We have money to get a cab, but there are no cabs. We're walking around looking miserable for half an hour.
The trick is that if you were a regular frequenter, which is kind of the same thing, of public transport, then you would get your little pass card, which, you know, you put credit onto it, and then you can use that on the underground and on the buses and everything.
But look, I'm not a regular bus user, and I'm not a regular underground user.
You have to buy a ticket.
Just by default, I'm not. It's just the way it is. So I want a ticket to ride on the bus, and I have to go to some special machine, which says in big letters, no change, and then I couldn't get on the bus.
But what you can do with these things is you can just top it up, so you can stick a tenner on it and have it for emergencies, so then it just uses it and it'll take the money out off the car.
No, I'm sorry. I'm refused to buy into this ludicrous thing. It's public transport. I, right, was discriminated against because I didn't have any change. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor Ken, that I'm doing well for myself and the smallest thing I have in my pocket is a £5 note, but I'm not allowed to ride on his bus. See, you having a laugh?
It's only in central London. It's only in central London. If you get outside...
Well, don't live
London.
In Birmingham. Yeah. That's no good to me telling me what it's like in Penrith or wherever it is. I don't live there. I live in London.
I'm
bloody
saying,
Mayor
in
Ken.
London.
What's he playing at? I couldn't even get on a bus. I'm wearing a Savile Row suit and Gucci shoes that I bought. They weren't the X Factor ones that I blagged. These are the ones that I paid for. I can't even... I'm not allowed on a bus.
It's only in the West End.
Give me a call next time. I'll come pick you up.
At 2:15 in the morning.
For you, Chris, anything.
You know I don't like getting in a car with you at the best of times.
Well,
freeze. Mind you, I suppose it was an emergency.
Yes.
Chris Moore's bus shocker.
I'm sorry, you know. And I'm kind of exaggerating. I know that you can get the ticket before you get on the bus, but I thought if at the last second you just jump on,
no,
you can still buy a ticket.
It's for safety. They don't have to worry about cash and doesn't slow them down. They just jump on and move on.
Hmm. Well, if they don't have to worry about cash, they should concentrate on the driving.
Are you right now?
No, I feel discriminated against. Hmm. I think the bus system in London is classist.
It's the best in the world.
What is?
Our bus system, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Compared to...
The world.
You've been on a bus.
Compared to the world.
You've been on a bus in the Falkland Islands, have you?
No, but Argentina's wasn't as good.
Right.
Or...
Where'd you come from? It's not the best in the world. Where'd you get this from?
It is.
It's better than in Kenya, maybe.
Well, who's got a better bus system than London? Name it.
I would imagine Stockholm
Manchester,
probably has.
Glasgow, Edinburgh, Cardiff,
Amsterdam.
Swansea, Dublin, Belfast. Anyway, Derry, Londonderry, whatever you call it. I'm not opening that kind of worms. Talk about buses. Shut up. No, it doesn't matter.
Even
Sydney,
Norwich.
Australia, Barbados. Mm. They have the boogie bus. They're wicked. I mean, any of these places...
Point taken.
Where the old-fashioned rule is, you want to get on the bus, you get on the bus, you pay the driver, you sit down, or they have a conductor. Well, there's a little whirly machine. I sound as though I was born up in the 40s.
Yeah.
But that's a bus. What's this? Hi, 2 tickets, please. No, I don't have tickets on the bus. They have tickets off the bus. And when you get off the bus, by the way, the moment the back of your heel is off, these doors are shutting and I'm off with a smirk on my face. Ha ha. And then I'll pull out on that fella there in traffic and I won't even look at him. And then if he beeps, I'll stick my fingers up.
Best system in the world.
I fell off a bus once.
Yeah,
did
but
you?
That was to do with drink.
It wasn't. I was just asleep.
Dave.
I was just asleep. And why were you asleep? Because I was drunk.
Public transport done?
Yeah. What do you want me to rant about next?
Healthcare.
Coming up.
Well, do you know, I'm all right with health.
No, actually, I'm joking. Healthcare's good.
I'm all right with healthcare, but I do think they need to be given more money. And I'll tell you why, because when I was in Casualty the other day, and I don't mean the TV show, they were very good. The only problem I've got with A&E, is the miserable Gestapo-type receptionists who you walk up and you've got blood pouring out your eyes and your fingers are hanging out of the sockets, you know, and your nipples have fallen off and you've got, you know, you've got one of them, you've got a dagger sticking out of your forehead and they go, what do you think's wrong with you? Well, look at me. And then they go, are you registered? What's your name? What's your address? What's your inside leg measurement? I'm bleeding to death here, love. Please don't shout. Do you mind not shouting? What car do you drive? Do you still watch Neighbours? That kind of thing. Blood squirting everywhere. Please, I just need to see a doctor. Don't raise your voice at me. What's the... 1 second. Maureen? Maureen? Have you got that thing? Yeah, just mumble. Yeah, mumble. Excuse me, I've got blood... Sir, if you continue, I'm going to have to call the police. Sir... Right, take a seat, and somebody will shout your name from a door just after you've decided to go for a wee. And you'll miss them. Right, that's coming.
Education in the next half an hour.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that was the only good thing about being recognised sitting in A&E, was I was sitting there for half an hour, like you do, like a lemon, and I thought, do you know what, I've got to go and ring, because I was meant to be doing the Paul O'Grady show. So I thought, I'll just go outside, ring my agent, go, look, I'm not going to make it. So I went outside to use the phone, and two people who had recognised me at the time just went, excuse me, Chris, I just mentioned your name. Doctor came out and mentioned it as soon as I was out the door. Mr. Miles, Mr. Bot, no, next!
I had to go outside to ring my agent.
I know. It's great.
Down with the people.
Yeah. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
You ready for the news?
Yeah.